Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello and welcome to another Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Haywood alongside yours truly, Kyle Alexander. He's a retirement income planning specialist at Mach 1 Financial Group, serving you in Northwest Arkansas. As always, you can check him out online, find past podcasts, submit your questions at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1, not written out, mach-1financial.com, mach-1financial.com. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. How about you, Mark?
Oh, I am just fantastic. It's a great time of year, Kyle. We've just kind of wrapped up bowl season. We're in playoff football. If you're listening to this kind of here at this time of year, favorite time of year.
Oh yeah, I love all of the football that's wrapping up for the season. It's kind of like the end of Christmas, though. You just get a little sad that it's going to end, and you got to wait a while to the next one.
Oh no, then you got to wait a whole other 8 or 9 months for it to come. Don't talk about that yet. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
And,
right?
Enjoy it while it still lasts.
That's right. But just coming off the end of Christmas, man, and the joy that I always have being around family and friends and stuff is, you know, it's a little melancholy. But hey. It's going to be a great 2018, and there's all kinds of interesting things happening for 2018, starting with this new Trump tax plan
for
the financial world, right? I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's something that's been debated for a long time. Honestly, it's something that's been debated for years. Every president has their own agenda, their own approach, and so a lot of people last year were debating if Trump's tax plan would go through and what it would look like, and here we are in 2018. It's happened. And I really do want to spend some time today on the show just kind of unpacking that a little bit, what that means for clients and potential clients out there, for you and me as far as that goes. And first of all, I just kind of want to start off with, what is this? I know that's hard to say. The tax code's really dense, but just give us an overview of kind of the changes and what we can expect in this new tax legislation.
Okay, so I want to play a little bit of a game here. So there used to be an old game I played as a kid called Did You Know?
Perfect.
So let's go for it, right? So let's pretend this is a little bit of game of Did You Know, just to get this thing started. So did you know President Donald Trump signed the Tax Cut and Job Act into law on December 22nd? And as of New Year's Day, there are some key details of the Internal Revenue Code that have already changed. And so you might not remember, but this is the biggest change to the tax code since 1986.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big deal. I mean, there's some people listening to the show right now that are thinking about this going, dude, I wasn't alive then, so I don't even know what that was about, right? So now we'll go to Did You Know, just the 5,000-foot overview of the code and kind of what's in it. So first of all, did you know that there's a drop of individual income tax rates ranging from 0 to 4 percentage points depending on your bracket, how much you get paid? So it's a pretty big deal. And, you know, I would just say that somebody who's making, let's call it $160,000 a year, they're probably going to see about a 4% discount on their taxes if they're married and filing jointly. So that's just a little quick and dirty snippet of what it might look like for somebody. Of course, you can certainly contact us and we can send you a nice little summary of all of these things. If you're interested, all you have to do is call us. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So as I go through the rest of these, did you know, high-level, 5,000-foot level views of the world, be thinking about the questions you might have and the additional detail that you might want to receive, and we can certainly send you that summary, okay? So anyway, near doubling of the standard deduction, which is an amazing thing, from $12,000 approximately to $24,000 for married couples filing jointly. It's an $18,000 standard deduction for heads of household, and $12,000 for singles and married couples filing separately. And this, again, goes through 2025. Did you know that there was an elimination of personal exemptions through 2025? And, of course, if you're going to get a bigger standard deduction, they might need to tweak something there to balance it out. Did you know that they doubled the child tax credit to $2,000? And of course, there are other modifications that are intended to allow more taxpayers to benefit from that credit. And again, it goes through 2025. Did you know that there was an elimination of the individual mandate under the Affordable Care Act, which penalized taxpayers that weren't covered by a qualifying health plan? So that individual mandate has been eliminated, and that's effective beginning December 31st, 2018. So that's a little bit of time to wait, but of course, you know, they've got to have a chance to kind of deal with the change. Did you know that there was a reduction of the adjusted gross income threshold for medical expense deductions to 7.5% for regular and AMT purposes for both 2017 and 2018? So, you know, that means that a lot more people are going to be able to deduct some of these high medical expenditures that they have than they could in the past. So that's not all bad. There's also a new $10,000 limit on the deduction for state and local taxes, or SALT, on a combined basis for property and income taxes, and $5,000 for separate filers. And that goes through 2025. A lot of people are upset about that because, you know, if you live on one of the coasts, and we'll talk about this in a minute, that's a problem because the coastal states, some of them have extremely high tax rates, both state and local, and that's going to hurt some folks. But nevertheless, that is one of the changes. Also, there's a reduction to the mortgage debt limit for home mortgage interest deduction to $750,000 for a joint couple, filing jointly, I should say. And there is a $375,000 mortgage debt limit for separate filers with certain exceptions. And again, that goes through 2025. And of course, they eliminated the deduction for interest on home equity debt to kind of balance out some of the things that they're doing on the other area of the interest world, as well as taxable world. So, you know, if you take out those home equity lines of credit to buy a car, that's not going to be as advantageous as it was in the past. All right. So did you know they eliminated the personal casualty and theft loss reduction with an exception for federally declared disasters? And that goes through 2025. Also, they eliminated the moving expense deduction with exception for members of the military in certain circumstances. So that's not as beneficial as it might have been in the past. But they expanded the tax-free section of the 529 plan distributions to include funds used to pay qualifying elementary and secondary school expenses up to $10,000 per student per tax year, which that's kind of nice. And then finally, just kind of as a 5,000-foot level summary for individuals who are listening, they doubled the gift and estate tax exemption to $10 million, which is also expected to be taken out to $11.2 million for 2018 with inflation indexing. And this goes through 2025. Not so bad. A lot of these things sound pretty decent. And of course, there's a lot of ins and outs to this, you know, for each individual. And you might want to call someone who's actually involved in this type of thing on a day-to-day basis, see what it actually does to you in your individual situation. You know, I'd just like to also invite folks. We also have a white paper we would love to offer our listeners. And all you have to do is go to our website. And it's no obligation. There's no impact to you whatsoever. And just say, hey, Kyle, I'd like to get a copy of that white paper on the Trump tax plan. It's a nice quick overview of a lot of the things that we've discussed. And it'll give you some good detail as well, and maybe open up your mind to some of the things you need to be thinking about as you get ready to plan for how your retirement will be impacted by the new Trump tax plan.
So a lot of changes here, Kyle, a lot of ways you can take advantage of them. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But the first thing I want to ask is, like you said, this hasn't been changed since, did you say 1985 or 86?
I believe it's 86.
86. So it hasn't been changed in a while. What's different now?
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are different in this legislation. I won't go all the way back to 86 when I discuss this, but obviously there's been a lot of concern and discussion about what happens with deductions, right? I mean, I think the press has really hit that hard, especially about the individual deductions that people used to be able to take for itemized concerns. And of course, I would say most Americans shouldn't be really terribly affected by the elimination of some of these deductions and the impact of that to them individually. So just quickly, the standard deduction was actually increased for joint filers, as we mentioned, to $24,000, and the child tax credit was increased to $2,000. Also, personal exemptions changed. They were eliminated, and of course, there was a $10,000 cap placed on state and property tax deductibility. But unless you live in a really high tax state, as I mentioned before, like California, New York, New Jersey, et cetera, none of these adjustments to the deductions are real game changers. And certainly those folks that live in, you know, middle America, it's not as big a deal, right? So, and most of our listeners, you know, are in that world, right? And of course, the individual tax brackets have changed, which is a big deal. And I mentioned this early in my 5,000 foot view. For example, a couple making $160,000 a year, married filing jointly, your tax bracket just went from 28% to 24%. And as I mentioned, that's a 4% decrease. That's kind of like a nice little gift, you know, especially lots of Americans, you know, they're lucky if they get a 2% increase in their pay every year. So getting a 4% deduction in taxes kind of acts like a little bit of a, you know, a little raise there. So that's not all bad, right? Especially if they don't change jobs very often. And a lot of people don't. So I would say that, you know, there are a couple things there that are unique and that are different with this legislation. I don't know that everybody really anticipated the positive impact of this.
Kyle, a lot of people have been debating kind of who are the winners and losers in this. And it's really bizarre to me that people ever think about politics as winners and losers. And then I also know on the show, we try to stay out of partisan politics. At the same time, I am curious, are there people who are going to benefit more than others from this plan?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start with the losers. And I know I mentioned this before, and I want people to understand this. Middle America is a different world, obviously, from the coast and many of the big cities. And a lot of the people that are more dramatically impacted from this legislation or this change in the tax plan fall into those regions of the world. And I would say that the mortgage interest deduction, or what they call the MID, it goes from $1 million to $750,000. So to expand upon that, people with expensive homes lose some of that benefit, you know, the deduction benefit on their mortgage. And again, that's probably not middle America, but the big city homes and of course, expensive places to live. And that also could impact in a negative way the real estate market, obviously, because if you have the option of buying a $700,000 home versus $1 million home, and the $700,000 home will suit you, then you might opt for that. And so that particular category of real estate, $750,000 and above, may take a hit for a period of time. And of course, you know, real estate's been a real bright spot in the American economy for a few years now. So certainly in the big cities and the coastal regions, I don't know that you really have a choice but to pay a lot of money for real estate. So you might not be able to dodge that particular bullet. And, you know, there are a lot of other things that people are looking at right now that are really publicized in the media as negative. You know, I would just encourage you to reach out to somebody, a professional that knows a little bit about all of this, and can kind of guide you in your specific situations on the impact that you might experience from this tax change. So that would be my encouragement to you, whether you call us or a tax attorney or a CPA or someone else. I definitely would recommend you seek some assistance on your individual situation. And I would say corporations probably win the most in this whole scenario. And I didn't really mention much about this earlier, but the corporate tax rate is going to go to 21% from 35%, plus the corporate alternative minimum tax of 20% is now off the books. And obviously, both these things help corporations in this country become much more competitive internationally, as people are looking for opportunities or ways to grow their businesses. And I think that's a great thing for this country as a whole. It's also possible that amount of money that the corporations will actually rake back in, if you will, from these changes, could cause the S&P 500 to jump, who knows, 5, 7, 10%. I think CBS.com said something like it would be around 8 to 10% jump. So who knows? But that is certainly possible due to the direct impact of this tax reform. And obviously, those kinds of things can also create more jobs through capital reinvestment, you know, and perhaps even faster depreciation of capital investments, which are also allowed in the early stages of this tax reform plan. And finally, you know, this kind of change to corporations is huge. It's kind of a windfall, right? And that could incentivize them to enhance dividends, obviously, which is a huge impact for investors. And then also they could start buyback programs for their stock. Could also lead to additional bonuses, God forbid. So if you work for a corporation and got a bigger bonus, that wouldn't be a bad thing, right? and also enhancements to individual salaries to make those companies more competitive as perhaps, you know, the employment market gets a little bit tighter as a result of an expanding economy. So that's not all bad. And then finally, you know, the GDP or the gross domestic product could move up between 0.4 and 0.6% from their original projections for 2018 to something around 3.3 or 3.4% for this next year. So, you know, our friends at JP Morgan actually predict that that $100 billion in total tax cuts for individuals could actually lead to quite a windfall for consumer products industries as more, you know, conspicuous income is available for folks to use on things that they might not need but just want, right? And we are a consumer-based economy, and so that's kind of a big deal as well. And I would say that if it assumes, if J.P. Morgan is right, and it assumes that $100 billion of those tax cuts for individuals are going to be plowed back into the GDP, that might mean 60% of that total amount will flow into actual consumer spending. So I think that's a win. And so my question to the general investor that's out there is, do you have an understanding of how this is going to impact your portfolio? Do you know the kinds of stocks that you're invested in and understand how those will react to this type of tax reform? How much risk are you taking in the marketplace? Are you taking too much risk, too little risk? You know, where do you stand in terms of how your portfolio is designed, or do you even know? And these are things that, you know, your financial advisor hopefully can help guide you through. And certainly, if you don't know, you might want to find somebody who can help you understand that impact. And certainly, I would encourage you to call. And certainly call us. We'd be more than happy to help.
That's right. The team here at Mach 1 Financial Group would love to help you unpack this tax code, and more specifically, what it means for you. I mean, as you're listening to this, it's easy to glaze over with the nitty-gritty and the details, but this is going to affect you, and it's going to affect you in retirement. So it's important that you figure out how to best take advantage of these changes as they pertain to your financial plan. Kyle, with that in mind, I mean, what can you tell us about that, and what are you able to do?
Yeah, actually, I would encourage our listeners to pay close attention to our website over the next couple of weeks. We are actually going to have a pretty incredible seminar on all of this reform and how this tax reform might impact your retirement. And we're going to specifically talk about the Trump tax plan, many of the things we've already talked about will be covered, but we'll get into far more detail than you can get into on a podcast. So our first educational outreach in the community will be held at Northwest Arkansas Community College on February 22nd, which is a Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. And it'll last about 2 hours, and we'll do a presentation on all these things we've discussed and get into the nitty-gritty of many of these changes, as well as how it might impact your individual retirement in the sense that, you know, we can give you generalities on what's going to happen with 401k plans and Roths and IRAs and other things of that nature. And we'll also have another class that's offered, same topic, same situation, and that will also be held at NWAC, Northwest Arkansas Community College, at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, February the 27th, again at 6 p.m., same exact class, just a different offering, different day for those folks who can't make it on that Thursday. So I would encourage you, again, to pay real close attention to our website so you can go and sign up for that. If you want more information on this particular event, this educational outreach, just call us, and we'll be happy to sign you up and send you the link so you can get all the details about the class, where it is, and the agenda and the curriculum. So look forward to seeing you there. Hope you can come.
Best way to take advantage of that course is by going online to mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. Two great opportunities to attend this community outreach that the team at Mach 1 Financial Group is doing. Again, they're coming up February 22nd at 6 p.m. at Northwest Arkansas Community College. And then the following Tuesday, that's February 27th, that's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. So February 22nd, that's a Thursday, 6 p.m. And then the following Tuesday, February 27th, Tuesday, 6 p.m., both classes at 6 p.m. It's the same content, so if you can't come to the one on Thursday, make sure that you get to the one on Tuesday. You won't want to miss this. As we said today, I mean, we're really just giving you the 5,000-foot overview. There's a lot to get into here, especially as it pertains to how these changes are going to affect you. So again, that's Thursday, February 22nd, and Tuesday, February 27th, at 6 p.m. at Northwest Arkansas Community College. And for more information about that, to register, you can go online to mock-1financial.com. That's mock-1financial.com. Or, as Kyle said, you can also reach out and call 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Don't miss this great course on the Trump tax plan and what it could mean for you. Again, the number to call, 479-876-2100. 876-2100. Well, we thank you for listening today. We'll look forward to seeing you to those courses Thursday, February 22nd, and Tuesday, February 27th at 6 p.m. at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Kyle, I know it's going to be a great time, and we thank you for joining us today as well.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having us.
Make sure you get all of this information on the new tax plan and what it means for you. One more time, that event is going to be at Northwest Arkansas Community College, February 22nd, that's a Thursday, February 27th, both at 6 p.m. And don't worry, it's the same material, so if you miss one, you can come to the next one. Take advantage of that, get that white paper, learn what it means, learn what the Trump tax plan could mean for you. Get it all online at mock-1financial.com. That's mock-1financial.com. And as always, we thank you for listening and joining us on the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Mach 1 Financial does not give tax advice. Please contact a licensed tax professional.